WCRI's festival series highlights one of our community's greatest musical traditions, the Newport Music Festival. Since 1969, the Newport Music Festival has hosted over 2,000 concerts in Rhode Island's most prestigious venues, while presenting world-renowned and emerging classical music artists from around the globe. The Newport Music Festival has left an indelible mark on our music history here in Rhode Island, as well as around the world. Now, here's host Mike Mano, along with the festival's executive director, Pamela Pantos.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to show number 22 of the Newport Music Festival. Good evening, Pamela. Nice to have you with us again.
Thank you so much. Here it is April 22nd, and it's the 22nd program.
and it's Earth Day. It's Earth Day, so happy Earth Day to everyone. All right.
Which is perfect with our theme this evening.
Which is?
A garden party. So this evening, we're going to talk about the music and the experience that Newport Music Festival patrons will have at our musical garden party on Tuesday, July 10th at 6 p.m. at Bellevue House.
I went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends. A chance to share old memories and play our songs again.
Oh, Mike, you are so clever.
Great music from Ricky Nelson.
There we go. Yeah. So, yes, it will be a garden party with lots of friends.
But that song will not be played.
I'm not so sure about that.
We'll have to find out.
So we are very lucky that Ronald Fleming is allowing us to use his beautiful Bellevue House Gardens. It's these 3 acres that most people don't know exist, right on Bellevue. Hmm. He has a beautiful home, a colonial revival mansion that was the work of the celebrated architect Ogden Codman Jr. So the house was in disrepair when Ron bought it, and it had been empty for 7 years. And he purchased it and not only fixed out the house beautifully, but these gardens are absolutely amazing. So what's very interesting about this home is that Codman, the architect, had designed it for his cousin, and then later it happened to belong to a former Ziegfeld girl who happened to be Jane Pickens.
A Ziegfeld girl?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
And Jane Pickens was the first chair of the Board of Trustees of the Newport Music Festival. Hmm. So how apropos that in our 50th anniversary season, we are back, basically, you know, back to our roots where she thought of this festival 50 years ago. So it's really quite amazing. So Ron has done incredible work. The gardens are beautiful. He's erected all kinds of tea houses and cupolas and all kinds of things. So anybody who's been to these acres of land can attest to its beauty and incredible design. So at this special garden party, there will be stations of wine and food set up. And in addition, there will be music playing from different areas of the garden, timed so that no two groups are playing at the same time.
Oh, that would be a good thing.
So you get to hear music throughout the garden wherever you go. So I'd love to talk about one of the performers and the music that they'll be playing at this incredible garden party.
Okay.
So this year, we welcome the wonderful guitarist Sean Sheba, who is making his Newport Festival debut after his huge success at Wigmore Hall in London. Sean is only in his 20s, and when you hear his playing and you hear what he has accomplished, you will run to buy tickets for this garden party.
I hate that when somebody's that young and so talented.
He's absolutely incredible. He is considered one of the foremost guitarists of his generation. His approach to the traditional classical guitar canon avoids cliches and challenges all preconceptions. He has his new debut solo album called Dreams and Fancies that we are going to be playing excerpts from this evening. It was met with critical acclaim upon its release and won him a nomination in the BBC Music Magazine Instrumental Award category. So a little bit about Sean. He was born in Edinburgh of English and Japanese heritage, and he studied at the Royal Conservatoire of Scotland and with Paolo Pigoraro in Italy. He has already played all over the world with the Scottish Symphony, the Symphony of Wales, extensively in China as well. And his awards are already a list of like 5 or 6 different international awards he's won. And he is very grateful for the support from the Hattori Trust. Sean himself comments, "I'm extremely grateful for the opportunities I've had. In my experience, classical music seems to have become the refuge of the upper middle class, particularly for those who can afford the incubation period after obtaining their bachelor's degree if they want to become a performer. It's the same for those that do drama. If I wasn't born in Scotland and had access to the state school structure it gave me and had free education at a specialist music boarding school, I wouldn't be where I am today. I've been very fortunate and I've had a lot of help. And as you can see, an incredibly modest performer as well. So I'd love to listen to some excerpts from Sean's outstanding debut album. So let's jump right in and play a couple of pieces by the Renaissance composer John Dowland, who lived from 1563 to 1626. During his lifetime, John Dowland was one of the very few English composers whose fame spread throughout Europe. He has never been entirely forgotten, although his music was almost completely ignored during the whole 18th century and most of the 19th century when Romanticism and Classicism took over. The early 20th century saw a dawning recognition among scholars and specialists of the real quality of his work. So let's listen to John Dowland's Preludium and then his Fantasia in G minor, played by Sean Schaebe. Thank you.
Pamela, as usual, beautiful music. I don't know where you find these things, but you are doing a great job.
Well, thank you very much. He is an outstanding artist. You know, it's interesting. One of the very first reviews of this album, when it came out, talked about, you know, Sean and his maturity, even though here he is, you know, early in his career. And, you know, one of the comments about the repertoire on this album said, "Certainly, most of these pieces were inspired by Julian Bream's superlative artistry and are central to the guitar's repertoire. But that question need not concern us here, because under Scheibe's fingers, they are all mesmerizing." You know, a tribute to his extraordinary playing. So this album is all works by English composers. So I'd love to play a couple of William Walton's Bagatelles.
Okay.
Sir William Walton was born in 1902 and died in 1983. He was known for his orchestral music, and his early work made him one of England's most important composers between the time of Ralph Vaughan Williams and Benjamin Britten. So he had a very important place in the English history of music. So he was influenced by some of his older contemporaries like Edward Elgar, Igor Stravinsky, Paul Hindemith, and he had contact with several of those composers. So of these particular pieces, these five bagatelles, Roy Brewer writes, "By the 1970s, the classical guitar was enjoying immense popularity, largely through the efforts of Andre Segovia, yet little important music for the instrument was then being written. Walton's song cycle was commissioned by the tenor Peter Pierce and the English guitarist Julian Bream, and this had demonstrated the composer's confident and imaginative approach to the instrument. So in 1971, Bream commissioned from Walton a set of solo works. And while Bream's interpretations were an artistic success, these five bagatelles have never really been prominent in our guitar repertoire. They lack the traditional sort of Spanish-Latin associations, you know, that people love to hear in the guitar. As the title implies, these bagatelles are sort of playful and light and a little bit quirky. So Sean's album begins with these five bagatelles, and it's a work that Sean Scheibe has long been acquainted with. He began studying these pieces at the age of 14, and eventually they became a focus for his studies at the Conservatory of Scotland. So we're going to hear his natural, fluid mastery of this entire work, and the movements are described as follows: allegro, lento, alla cubana, sempre espressivo, and con slancio. So I think we're going to hear the first one.
Yes, I think we have time to put the first one of the five in this segment. Then we'll take a short commercial break and be back listening to the other four.
Thank you.
Beautiful music. We are back with the Newport Music Festival. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Pamela Pantos, the executive director of the Newport Music Festival. And Pamela, you made an interesting comment during the commercial break. I thought it almost sounds like he's playing the piano. So many notes at one time. What an amazing talent on the guitar.
Yeah, he's incredible. So for our listeners who would like to hear Sean, he is playing several concerts this summer. His first one is at the Chinese Tea House on Friday, July 6th, and unfortunately that is already sold out.
Oh, but I'll give you $1,000 for a ticket.
No, I can't do it.
$10,000?
I can't do it.
$10,000?
No, I can't do it. People 20, have bought 000. Their tickets. No. His next concert, however, for those who want to hear him and who wouldn't, is on Saturday morning, July 7th at 11 a.m. at Emmanuel Church, and this concert is called Bach, Boccherini, and Scarlatti. The repertoire here is beautiful Baroque music, and Sean is playing the Suite for Lute by Johann Sebastian Bach, and then the Introduction and Fandango by Boccherini. So if you want to hear Sean, I would advise that you get your tickets quickly for that concert.
$30,000.
Nope. Okay. He then plays at the garden party that we've been talking about on Tuesday, July 10th at 6 p.m., and then again at Friday the 13th, the wine tasting party at Bell Court at 9 p.m. So if you'd like to hear Sean, please go to newportmusic.org before these concerts are sold out as well. You could, of course, also call the box office at area code 401-849-0700. Because the Chinese Tea House concert is sold out, I wanted our listeners to hear the two pieces that Sean is actually going to be playing at that performance. The first is a piece that he recorded with the great Sir Peter Maxwell Davies, who passed away last year. Sean did some solo recordings with him, and this piece is his Farewell to Stromness. Additionally, we are also going to play James McMillan's From Galloway. And James McMillan is a Scottish composer, so as you can imagine, this is very near and dear to Sean's heart. So here is Peter Maxwell Davies' Farewell to Stromness and James McMillan's From Galloway, played by the amazing Sean Scheibe.
All right, so I can't offer you any amount of money for one of those tickets, but at least I'll get to hear the music. We'll listen to those two pieces, then take a short break and be back with more. Thank you. Welcome back to WCRI's presentation of the Newport Music Festival Special Summer Series. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with, as usual, with the talented and lovely Pamela Pantos, the executive director of the festival. And Pamela, we certainly have had some great music tonight. Great guitarist.
Just amazing. So for our listeners, we've been listening to Sean Scheibe's debut album, Dreams and Fancies. This last piece is a guitar sonata, Opus 51, No. 1, by Lennox Berkeley. Sir Lennox Berkeley was born in 1903 and died in 1989. He was born into a titled family, and when he studied in Paris, he happened to study with Nadia Boulanger, and while he was there, he met Igor Stravinsky and Francis Poulenc, both of whom influenced his style, and you really hear this in his music, and Poulenc remained a lifelong friend. He met Benjamin Britten, and with him he collaborated on an orchestral work, and they became very good friends for their lifelong. So he was a professor of composition at the Royal Academy of Music, and he was knighted in 1974. In the magazine Classical Guitar, Sean Scheibe was interviewed, and this article is fascinating. I bring this up at this point because his descriptors of some of these pieces that we've heard this evening are quite interesting. It talks about the album and Sean's musical selection. So I'm going to read a little bit from this interview. So the article starts with the following description. Picture a historic church set in the countryside of south of Edinburgh, Scotland, 500 years ago. Its hard stone walls hear the daily rituals of mass and prayer, as well as providing protection from warring Scottish families. The site on which the collegiate church now stands has borne witness to the Reformation and to conspiracies against James III of Scotland, but most recently hosted classical guitarist Sean Scheibe's debut album recording. So it was released most recently, and it was recorded over two sessions during the winter of 2015-2016. And Sean said, it was cold, but not as cold as you'd expect. It was a beautiful church, atmospheric with resonant acoustic. So Sean happens to be a very interesting young man, and he has a very smart, casual style. Sean Scheibe's debut album is an intriguing one. It has been compiled by a Scottish artist on a Scottish label and recorded in the aforementioned Scottish church. But the program features an all-English lineup of composers. So many debut classical guitar albums feature Spanish-based repertoire, but not this one. And this is Sean's comment. I see so many people who have so many Spanish albums thrown at them that they become saturated by them and eventually become bored of them. I do think English repertoire has much to say, and a lot of it is first rate. The All English CD is a substantial route into debut classical guitar recordings, albeit something many artists might do for their second or third album. It's underexplored as an initial album concept. Again, this is an artist who is very aware of himself and his place in this industry. So we are going to listen to two excerpts from Lennox Berkeley's Sonata for Guitar, Opus 52, No. 1. As Sean says, to me this piece and Walton's Bagatelles are some of the most tender writing ever put to page. So we will listen to the second and third movement, the Lento, and then the Rondo Allegro Non Troppo. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope we see you at some of these concerts this summer.
Thank you, Pamela, and we'll see you next time on WCRI's presentation of the Newport Music Festival Special Summer Series. Thank you.
thank you for listening to WCRI's Festival Series featuring the Newport Music Festival. For more information on the festival, special seasonal concerts, to purchase tickets, or to donate, call 849-0700 or visit newportmusic.org.